have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. All right, let's start moving you to where you want to be. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, right? Hey, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina coming at you this morning in my world, but I thank you for pressing that play button, whether it's morning, evening, or nighttime. Always grateful and appreciative for my listeners coming in for another episode. I was really digging. How do you like that intro music? I found that quite some time ago and narrowed it down to a couple pieces. And, you know, I listen to that introduction every day before I start recording, well, live when I'm doing it, of course. But I listen to it and I find myself getting into the music and it's like, oh, it's time to start talking. I guess I will mix that intro music up from time to time. Always welcome your input as well, because I am well aware that just because I like something doesn't mean my listeners will. So I'd like some comments on that introduction music. I kind of dig it, but, you know, it's all about you, the listeners. Hey, today I want to talk about a couple things. I'm really excited that everything went well and Apple approved me. Apple iTunes, I know that's going through a change. It's Apple Podcasts. I don't know all the details about that. But you see, all the other directories, all the other podcast feeds, well, the majority of them get their feed from Apple. So that's really cool. It won't be long. It'll just be a short period of time before this podcast, well, first of all, you can find it on Apple right now. I got the link. It's working. It's great. It looks good. All the episodes are up there. It's really cool. But it won't be long before you'll be able to find it on Pandora, on Spotify, on Stitcher, on Clamor, on Blueberry, and the list goes on, Google Podcasts, and the list just goes on and on and on and on. So that's really cool. The reach is expanding, and that's what it's all about. For listeners that are just finding me, I've been doing this for a while now, but there's new listeners, I am guessing, that are just finding this now, since I am out there now internationally. So welcome in. Welcome in. Again, my name is Stephen, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a PhD. My specialty is holistic life coaching. I have a doctorate in holistic life coaching. I've been doing this a long time. And a lot of this started because about 10 years ago, I started posting prosperity affirmations on social media. And then I started to get deeper and deeper and deeper into my spirituality, the law of mind, how our mind works, how our body functions and interacts with all that is, the underlying nature of things. So I pursued my metaphysical studies and metaphysical degrees and got all that stuff. But it is in the application to these principles in my life that has made the difference. We talk about and hear about the law of attraction a lot. And the law of attraction is a real valid law. We're participating with it whether we realize it or not. We're participating with it whether we cooperate with it or not. However, it's a secondary law. The primary law would be the law of vibration, and that's really important. We talk a lot about that on this show. Anyway, for the new listener, what this is really all about, you can hear my story by going back to the Apple directory, and the very first one tells you a little bit about my story. So we're going to continue on here, but the bottom line is, we talk about quantum leap goal achievement and radical personal transformation, transforming our lives by renewing our mind with fresh new thoughts that are in alignment with universal laws. And that quantum leap goal achievement, you know, that's really possible because it doesn't take any more effort to get from point A to point Z, or what I call your pot of gold somewhere over the rainbow, however you define that pot of gold for you. It doesn't take any more effort than it does to get from point A to point B. So what are we messing around for, right? Let's go for the gold. Let's go for all of it. But before we do, a couple things have to happen. First of all, we have to know what we want. And if you go to some of those earlier episodes, I talk about the differences in our goals and the big dream goals. And the big dream goals are those big dreams that perhaps you have rejected because you had no idea how that could be possible, they could come true or be possible for your lives. But they are. They absolutely are. And this is like, you know, having the winning lottery ticket. You know, you dream about what do you want when you get that ticket when the lottery's up around $1 billion, right? You know what? You know exactly what you would do with it in most cases, or at least a few of the things you would do. Well, this is about doing all those things without having the winning numbers, because you don't need to have the ticket. You don't have to have the winning numbers. You can still do all things, all those things. Yes, you can, because you have the power within you. You have a mind that can think thoughts, and everything was first created with our thoughts. Today, though, I want to talk about the second thing that we need to have. The first one is we have to know what we want. We have to have that goal, that dream, that aspiration, that desire. The second one, and maybe I've been asking the wrong question, because, you know, I've been asking people for a long time, what do you want? What is your goal? What is your dream? What is your desire? And inviting people to call me for a free consultation, that kind of thing. What I'm discovering is the second thing that is necessary, and that's the overcoming or identifying your fear. So that's why I say, I think maybe I've been asking the wrong question. I should be asking, what are you afraid of? And I do ask that question when I do my free consultations with people, because this fear comes up a lot. A lot of people are just afraid to leave their comfort zone. Yet they will go on and on and on telling you how miserable they are. They will complain. They will blame. They will find fault with everything outside of themselves rather than taking personal responsibility. They will complain about they still have to work and friends and people around them are retired. They'll complain that I have more knowledge, more education, more training than people I see making thousands and thousands of dollars a day. And yet it's the fear that keeps them stuck. And so many won't even dip their toes in those waters just outside their comfort zone. It's as if they choose to be miserable. It's as if that's a choice. Because there is a choice, and it doesn't take any more effort. In fact, it takes probably a lot more effort just to be miserable and be in that comfort zone, because you're spending a lot of energy complaining and blaming. This is how we kicked off the week, talking about that blaming and complaining. You know, I kicked it off with a quote by T. Harv Eckert. I'll say that again. He says, comfort kills. If your goal in life is to be comfortable, I guarantee you two things. First, you'll never be rich. Second, you will never be happy. Happiness doesn't come from living a lukewarm life, always wondering what could have been. Happiness comes as a result of being in our natural state of growth and living up to our fullest potential. My goodness gracious, get out of that state of fear. That state of fear that says, I can't afford it. I can't do it now. No, I got to do this. No, I got this bill. No, I got a boss. You know, we go to work every day on someone else's dream and we keep ours up on the shelf. You know, my wife and I have this company, Success Ocean International, and we work with individuals on quantum leap goal achievement and radical personal transformation in their lives. And our mentor and proctor that we work with very closely is Mr. Bob Proctor. Many of you have probably heard of Bob Proctor, seen Bob Proctor in the movie The Secret. If not, just Google Bob Proctor. Go to YouTube. He's all over YouTube. But he's been reading Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, probably the greatest self-help book ever written. I know it's probably sold over 100 million copies at least. And Bob's been studying it every day for the last 58 years. Every single day, and he still has, he has the second copy. He's got the copy. He had one before the copy he has now. The copy he has now he got in 1961. And he's been studying that same book every single day, a portion of it, for the last 58 years, whatever that is. I'm not good at math, I told you that. Anyway, Napoleon Hill says, fears are nothing more than a state of mind. And our state of mind, we can change. Fear keeps us stuck, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, does fear keep us stuck? You know, it was my greatest fear a long time ago that I would get to that point of game over, the end of the line. And then I saw that quote, don't die with the music still in you. Just don't die with the music still in you. No matter what it is you want to do, whether you want to get on that stage and speak, whether you want to teach workshops, whether you want to write a book, whatever it is you want to do. There's a great couple of quotes. Success Magazine on success.com. The author, I want to give credit where credit is due. I think it's Lydia Sweat. She wrote a book, article, 19 quotes about facing your fears. But her own words are pretty cool. She says, underneath your fears lie great opportunities. Because when you start doing the things that scare you the most, tearing down the invisible barriers that separate you from the good life, you become the person you've always dreamed about in your own mind, your ideal self. That means finding your courage is a life-changing decision. Fear will always be around to tell you what you can't do. It's up to you to face your fears and tell yourself that you can. So if you find yourself in this message, if you hear something that is relating to you right now, pick up that phone and get a hold of me and set an appointment. Really, fear will keep you stuck, and we got to get you through it. And there's a way that we do that, and we have in our six-month program called Thinking Into Results, that's one of the lessons we have been spending 2 weeks on. We spend 2 weeks on hitting that terror barrier, because everybody hits it. You're not alone out there if you are trapped, stuck, paralyzed in a way by fear. You're not alone. Everybody faces this in some way. It's just the way we're wired, but there's a way to move through that. But listen again what she says in this. Tearing down the invisible barriers that separate you from the good life, you become the person you've always dreamed about in your mind, your ideal self. Underneath your fears lie great opportunities. You have to do the things that scare you the most. See, fear always will be around to tell you what you can't do. Boy, she really sums it up really well in this. And we have to recognize that. We have to recognize the fear. When we pull back that curtain of fear, that's the difference between being stuck and a dead-end hourly job. What we're really doing is trading our times, our lives, for dollars. And all the success in the world. Fear keeps us from that. Fear keeps us from making those decisions that will improve our lives in the blink of an eye. I have to tell you that everything that we talk about, whether it's me speaking or my wife Tanae, which she'll be getting on and sharing the mic soon, everything we talk about, we have modeled and demonstrated it in our lives. And we're just average people living by the law of mind action. So I assure you, we can get through the fears. And when you pull back that curtain, when you face those fears, and usually it really helps to have a mentor, a coach, a consultant to work with you, accountability partner to help you, gently take you by the hand, move you across those hot coals, and do this thing. Because you have greatness within you. You have power within you. There is no substance to your fear that cannot be overcome. We can get you there, to that big dream. Don't die with the music still in you. Don't die with the music still in you. You see, I got, for my new listeners, I got to the end of the line in 2008. And I had some choices to make because I was told game over. That I had 3 days or 3 weeks somewhere in there. And I said, no. I'm not gonna do that fear. That fear's not gonna trap me. No way. And I marched through that, and I'm still here. And life is good. But I knew doggone well that I wanted to start living my dreams every single day and start moving toward those big dream goals with every action I took, with every thought I think, with every word I speak, and every action I take, shifting the behavior, busting through the paradigm that kept me stuck, that paradigm of fear. Fear saying, nope, stay here, it's safe. Fear saying, nope, get in here, that's outside your comfort zone, who do you think you are? Fear that says, well, it's all right, just keep working that job, at least it's safe in here. But we accept being miserable. We accept the pain. We look around us and we see conditions and circumstances, our environment, and we say that's okay because it's comfortable here. When deep down inside of us there's a longing and discontent for something better, for something more, and you deserve it. You know you do. But that fear, false evidence appearing real, it's a great acronym, is keeping you trapped. Don't let it trap you. Live the life that you are called to live. Live the life. Live the life. Don't bury that longing and discontent. Don't bury that dream and desire. Think about it. Close your eyes and put yourself in your dream as it being real now. And then ask yourself, doesn't that feel a lot better than being miserable day in and day out and unhappy in the condition, the environment, the circumstance? Because what happens is we look at our conditions, our circumstances, our situations. We have feeling about that. We have a thought about that. We make choices based on those conditions outside of ourselves, which are usually fear-based, and they usually keep us trapped in that condition, that circumstance, and that situation. The way to do this thing is to have a new thought, that new thought. What do I really want in my life? Ah, that's it. I want to write that book. I want to get on that stage. I want to travel the world. I want to meet the love of my life. I want to do this. I want to go there. I want to be, do, and have this thing. identifying that, and then thinking thoughts that are supportive of that, that are wrapped with feeling around that new thought that is built on satisfying that longing and discontent, which is moving into our desire. If we keep the thoughts on the conditions, the circumstance, or the situation, they're going to stay in that negative vibration that's keeping us stuck. Move out of fear. I'm going on too long because I'm so passionate about this work I do. It's time to start living your dream, your big dream. You can be, do, and have it all. Find me, contact me, leave a message, leave a comment. My phone number's on here. Our phone number's on here. Talk to me. Talk to my wife. She is fantastic at this kind of work. She does belief clearing. She does stuff around diabetes, getting rid of that, around weight, around diet, anything. We got it covered for you, whatever your dream is. We look at the whole life we're living. We call it whole life prosperity. Okay, rant over, rant over. But seriously, consultations are free. There's no charge for that. We're not going to go into a hard sell trying to sell you something either. You know, let's talk about it. This is our life work. We're passionate about it. Some will come on our team, join our inner circle. Some won't. It doesn't matter. The consultation's still free. There's nothing to be afraid of there. So reach out, call us, text us, message us, email us, use a carrier pigeon. Smoke signals are fine too. We're not really good with Navajo code or any other the codes like that, but just reach out and let's schedule some time to talk. We're going to have a scheduler really, really soon here, so you can just put in a time, a 15-minute or a half-hour consultation, even an hour, and we'll have that talk with you. But we don't have that up and running yet, so right now, use the feature on here that's got a place for you to comment on Facebook if you're listening through there, comment on social media, doesn't matter. We'll reach out, schedule an appointment that works for you, and talk about this. Let's get you past this fear. This is Dr. Cause, Cause and Effect. Dr. Cause, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, and you have been listening to the Genesis Frequency. Thank you so much for listening, and I do appreciate you. Have an infinitely spectacular day.